The next patient is Clive Roden. The last name is R-H-O-D-E-N. The first name is C-L-I, V like in Victor E, Clive. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old Jamaican male that is referred to this practice by Ms. Karen Herrera. Last name, Karen is K-A-R-E-N, Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, P-A-C, for evaluation of CKD stage 5. The patient has a proven diagnosis of polycystic kidney disease that has been going on for more than 2 years. I have the opportunity to review the chart since the year 2021, and the patient has been having problems related to hematuria, or what is called hematuria on and off. I also have compare the laboratory workup that was done in the December the 23rd of 2022, in which the hemoglobin was 15, with a hematocrit of 46, and with a platelet count of 2001. There was occult blood by deep stick of 1+. And at that time, there was no evidence of RBCs in the urine. The serum creatinine was 2.8, the BUN-38. The fasting blood sugar was 127. And the excretion of protein was 1.1 gram per gram of creatinine. In March 17 of 2023, the patient had a hemoglobin of 14. The creatinine went up to 3.48. The estimated GFR was down to 19. On July 19, 2023, the serum creatinine was 4.4 and the BUN-53 with normal serum electrolytes, a prostatic specific antigen of 1.5. And on December the 1st, 2023, the patient has albumin creatinine ratio of 981. Albumin creatinine ratio of 981. Normal thyroid profile. The creatinine is 4.65. The BUN is 50. The serum electrolytes are normal. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.1. And the hemoglobin is 14.5. The urine is said with more than 60 RBCs. There is also documentation that in 2021, Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, got the referral for the aspiration of a cyst that was suspected to be the source of hematuria at that time. In summary, the patient is CKD5, and we know that sooner rather than later, he's going to need a renal replacement therapy. The patient is aware of the situation. The patient is asymptomatic, and he seems to be reluctant to the idea of a hemodialysis. For that reason, we are going to suggest and refer the patient for kidney transplant at Tampa General Hospital. On the other hand, this patient has hematuria on and off, and whether or not this patient had a urology evaluation is not in the chart, and for that reason I'm going to take the liberty to refer him to Dr. Pobi, P-O-B-I, to get his opinion and to see whether or not we have to proceed with exploration of the lower urinary tract and make sure that he doesn't have any lesions that should be aware of. I am going to reevaluate the case in about 2 months with laboratory workup. I want to thank Ms. Herrera for the referral, and we'll keep her posted of the progress. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.